Last week on Thomas and the Bible, the Pasal is losing favor in Corinth, so he reminds them that he is Jebus' man, so that makes him their apostle. It takes a certain something to be an apostle, and whatever it is, the Pasal is full of it. Which is what we then get. He follows up with three or four chapters of stuff. That done, he butters them up a bit before asking for money. He lets them know he's sending some guys ahead to pick up the cash. Is the Pasal turning into Jim Baker? Let's find out this week in Thomas and the Bible.
Thank you, Kevin, for that amazing intro. That they're so good. Your intros are so damn good. You have a gift, sir. And I think that gift is the patience to actually listen to the show. That's most of it. All right. Well, we're finishing 2 Corinth today, which means surely we are done with Pasal. That'll be the last we hear from him. He was just a small character in this whole thing, a small author. I'm sure we're done. There's got to be no more Pasal after this, probably. Up next is Galatians, which is another letter by Pasal. So that'll be fun. Should be something different. All right. Now I, Paul, myself, beseech you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ, who in presence am base among you, but being absent am bold toward you. But I beseech you that I may not be bold when I am present, that with that confidence wherewith I think to be bold against some which think of us as if we walked according to the flesh. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringeth into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Do ye look on things after the outward appearance? If any man trust to himself that he is Christ's, let him of himself think this again, that as he is Christ's, even so are we Christ's. Huh? For though I should boast somewhat more of our authority, which the Lord hath given us for edification, and not for your destruction, I should not be ashamed, that I may not seem as if I would terrify you by letters. For his letters, say they, are weighty and powerful, but his bodily presence is weak and his speech contemptible. Let such an one think this, that such as we are in word by letters, when we are absent, such will we be also indeed when we are present. For if we dare not make ourselves of the number, or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves, but they, measuring themselves by themselves and comparing themselves among themselves, are not wise, we will not boast of things without our measure, but according to the measure of the rule which God hath distributed to us, a measure to reach even unto you. For we stretch not ourselves beyond our measure, as though we reach not unto you, for we are come as far as to you also in preaching the gospel of Christ, not boasting of things without our measure, that is, of other men's labors, but having hope, when your faith is increased, that we shall be enlarged by you according to our rule abundantly, to preach the gospel in the regions beyond you, and not to boast in another man's line of things made ready to our hand. But he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord, for not he that commendeth himself is approved, but whom the Lord commendeth. So this is funny. The language makes this impossible to understand, but I'm reading summaries and researching. First off, it looks like we stopped at a good time, because last Bible reading was chapter 9 we ended. Well, chapter 10, some people think this starts a new letter. Some people actually think this is a completely different letter, because it's like a new tone and everything. Because, as Kevin was saying in the intro, Pasal was just asking for money, and now he changes his tone, and he's like talking about, he's like defending himself and all this. So it turns out I think there's there's people around Corinth who are like, man, F Paul. I can't stand Pasal. He's the most annoying, you know. And he's up there in his tower writing us letters while we're over here. You know, there's that kind of thing going on. And I think it's like all, you know, hucksters, they're competing for territory. So it's, you know, they each want their territory. There's probably some religious con men in Corinth that want this territory. And then there's Pasal who's trying to invade, be a religious con man from far away. And so Pasal does this whole like holier than thou thing. he's literally holier than thou. He's like, well, people are saying, I've heard them talk. People are saying I'm just all words. I'm not action. Well, I'll come down there. Oh, I'll be down there. And then he said the tone was essentially, you know, I could brag about how holy I am, but that's, you know, that's not what us holy people do. Okay. Let me let you know a little secret. Us holy people don't brag about how we're holy. That's how you know we're holy. See, it's just the most childish, you know, simple con man kind of tricks that you would do. All right. 2 Corinthians 11. Would to God ye could bear with me a little in my folly, and indeed bear with me, for I am jealous over you with godly jealousy, for I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. Yeah, so they're cheating. The Corinthians are literally cheating on him, or cheating on Christ, I guess. He wanted to present the Corinthians as a chaste virgin to Christ, but now there's some other holy people messing up his plans. But I fear, lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, oh good, appeal to the serpent there, so your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. Quick side note, I've oft pointed this out, but I love how the snake beguiled Eve, who, by the way, did not know good and evil because she literally had not eaten from the tree of good and evil. How do you beguile someone? That's like saying you beguiled a computer into typing the words that you typed. You know, there's notepad is open on a computer and you type something in it. Ooh, you beguiled that computer. No, it has no idea. It's neutral. The computer doesn't know, you know, it's not going to try to shut you down or shut itself down or like close notepad. It doesn't know. It has no idea. You can't beguile it. It just does whatever. But anyway, for if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if you receive another spirit, which ye have not received, or another gospel, which ye have not accepted, ye might well bear with him. For I suppose I was not a whit behind the very chiefest apostles. But though I be rude in speech, yet not in knowledge, but we have been thoroughly made manifest among you in all things. Have I committed an offense in abasing myself that ye might be exalted because I have preached to you the gospel of God freely? I robbed other churches, taking wages of them, to do you service. And when I was present with you and wanted, I was chargeable to no man, for that which was lacking to me, the brethren which came from Macedonia supplied. And in all things I have kept myself from being burdensome unto you, and so will I keep myself. So it turns out that he was taking money from people in other cities, but not in this city. Here's my skeptic's guess. This is totally just me guessing. But what makes sense to me is that this was a town, Corinth, where he was having a hard time. He was having a hard time winning people over. So he was going above and beyond to try to just get their support. He was saying, oh, I don't need your money. I'm just here. I'm just preaching the word of Jesus for you. You know, I don't need money. I take money from other places, but that's because I like you better, essentially. And I think he was having to go over the top. It's sort of like a loss leader. Corinth is a lost leader, sort of, or is that right? Yeah, no. He was losing money, but in order to for a greater gain later on, and that sort of thing. And he's starting to say, like, you know, okay, I said I wasn't going to brag, but since you guys make me brag about myself. And when I was present with you and wanted, I was chargeable to no man for that which was lacking. Oh, I already read that. As the truth of Christ is in me, no man shall stop me of this boasting in the regions of Achaia. Wherefore, because I love you not? God knoweth. But what I do, that I will do, that I may cut off occasion from them which desire occasion, that wherein they glory, they may be found even as we. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. I say again, let no man think me a fool. If otherwise, yet as a fool receive me, that I may boast myself a little. That which I speak it not after the Lord, but as it were foolishly in this confidence of boasting. Seeing that many glory after the flesh, I will glory also. For ye suffer fools gladly, seeing ye yourselves are wise. For ye suffer if a man bring you into bondage, if a man devour you, if a man take of you, if a man exalt himself, if a man smite you on the face. I speak as concerning reproach, as though we had been weak. Howbeit, wherein soever any is bold, I speak foolishly, I am bold also. Are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. So now he's like, this is when the ex-boyfriend, like a dude just got broken up with, and then he sees a girl with a new dude, and he's like, what does he have that I don't have? Okay, is he Hebrew? Well, I'm a Hebrew. Is he an Israelite? So am I. So am I an Israelite? Is he the seed of Abraham? Well, I am. I don't know about him. What does he have? What does he have? What does he have that I don't? What does he do that I don't do? I do everything way better. It's exactly that sort of thing. Are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more. In labors more abundant, in stripes above measure. In prisons more frequent. Ooh, and he's bragging. I've done time. He doesn't want to mess with me, Monica. I've done time. I'm in prisons more frequent. In deaths oft. Of the Jews, 5 times received I 40 stripes save one. Which is another way of saying 39 whippings. Which is kind of a weird, but well, whatever. Thrice was I beaten with rods. Oh, you want to go through what I've done? What have I done? I've been beaten with rods. I've been stoned. I've had a shipwreck. A night and a day was I at sea, just shipwrecked, and journeying often in perils of water, in perils of robbers, in perils of mine own countrymen, in perils of by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness and painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness, beside those things that are without, that which cometh upon me daily, the care of all churches. Who is weak, and I am not weak? Who is offended, and I burn not? If I must needs glory, I will glory of the things which concern mine infirmities. The God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is blessed forevermore, knoweth that I lie not. In Damascus, the governor, it's always Damascus with this guy. In Damascus, the governor under Aretas, the king, kept the city of the Damascenes with a garrison, desirous to apprehend me. And through a window in a basket, I was let down by the wall and escaped his hand. So basically, Paul's like, look, everyone hates me. Here's what I've been through. Everyone can't stand me. I've been beaten a bunch. People try to kill me all the time. They tell me to shut up, to stop telling them about how awesome I am. You know, so I've been through a lot, you know. Chapter 12. It is not expedient for me, doubtless, to glory. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. I knew a man in Christ above 14 years ago. Whether in the body, I cannot tell. Or whether out of the body, I cannot tell. God knoweth. Such an one caught up to the third heaven, and I knew such a man, whether in body or out of the body, I cannot tell, God knoweth, how that he was caught up in paradise and heard unspeakable words, which it is not lawful for a man to utter. So he's talking about how he had some vision 14 years ago, and he saw stuff. God was telling stuff that, like, you wouldn't even know. Like, yeah, I can't even tell you. I wish I could. I would tell you, but I'd have to kill you. Oh, never gets old. Caught in paradise, heard unspeakable words, which is not lawful for a man to utter. Of such an one I will glory, yet of myself I will not glory, but in mine infirmities. For though I would desire to glory, I shall not be a fool, for I will say the truth. But now I forbear, lest any man should think of me above that which he seeth me to be, or that he heareth of me, and lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations. There was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I will rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. I am become a fool in glorying. Ye have compelled me, for I ought to have been commended of you. For in nothing am I behind the very chiefest apostles, though I be nothing. Truly, the signs of an apostle were wrought among you in all patience, and signs and wonders and mighty deeds. For what is it wherein ye were inferior to other churches, except it be that I myself was not burdensome to you? Forgive me this wrong. Behold, the third time I am ready to come to you, and I will not be burdensome to you, for I seek not yours but you. For the children ought not to lay up for the parents, but the parents for the children. And I will very gladly spend and be spent for you, though the more abundantly I love you, the less I be loved. But be it so, I did not burden you. Nevertheless, being crafty, I caught you with guile. Did I make a gain of you by any of them whom I sent unto you? I desired Titus. This is, again, more money stuff. He's like, I don't need anything from you. I'm all about your soul. I just want to present you as a nice virgin to Jesus. I don't know if I mentioned that. You need to be a very chaste virgin for Jesus. I desire Titus, and with him I sent a brother. Did Titus make a gain of you? Walked we not in the same spirit? Walked we not in the same steps? Again, think ye that we excuse ourselves unto you? We speak before God and Christ, but we do all things, dearly beloved, for your edifying. For I fear lest when I come, I shall not find you as such as I would, and that I shall be found unto you such as ye would not, lest there be debates, envyings, wrath, strifes, backbitings, whisperings, swellings, tumults. And lest, when I come again, my God will humble me among you, and that I shall bewail many which have sinned already, and have not repented of the uncleanness and fornication and lasciviousness which they have committed. All right, last chapter, chapter 13 of 2 Corinthians. This is the third time I am coming to you. In the mouth of two or three witnesses shall every word be established. I told you before, and I foretell you, as if I were present the second time, and being absent now, I write to them which hereto have sinned, and to all other, that if I come again, I will not spare. Since ye seek a proof of Christ speaking in me, which to you ward is not weak, but is mighty. This is so funny. So I just imagine them saying, like, look, dude, just can you prove that you know Jesus, that you knew him? Can he come down and vouch for you? And he's like, oh, you would need that. So you need me to somehow prove that I know Jesus. Oh, classic. Oh, guys. You're such Corinthians, you know? You guys, like, come on. I just, yeah. Okay. I'll just prove it. Yeah. Oh, how about I just ask Jesus to come down here, take time out of his busy day, and come prove that I know him? Like, okay. Oh, okay. Do you want me to do that? Oh, God. That's basically what happened. I told you before, and I foretell you, as if I were present the second time. I think I read that. Since ye seek a proof of Christ in speaking in me, which word is not... Well, I read that too. For though he was crucified through weakness, yet he liveth by the power of God. For we also are weak in him, but we shall live with him by the power of God toward you. Examine yourselves, whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobates. But I trust that ye shall know that we are not reprobates. Now I pray to God that ye do no evil, nor not that we should appear approved, but that ye should do that which is honest, though we be as reprobates. For we can do nothing against the truth, but for the truth. For we are glad when we are weak, and ye are strong. And this also we wish, even as your perfection. Therefore, I write these things, being absent, lest being present I should use sharpness, according to the power which the Lord hath giveth me to edification, and not to destruction. Finally, brethren, farewell, be perfect, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in the peace, and the God of love and peace shall be with you. Greet one another with an holy kiss. All the saints salute you. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen. So, yeah, that's the end of that. That's the end of Corinthians. So, technically, I'm supposed to go into Galatians, but I just hate starting one chapter or one verse. God, I keep mixing that up. One chapter of a new book. So, but what I think I might do is, since this is a short one, maybe I will tell you about Galatians. So I'll do that part of it today. And then next week we'll start Galatians. Just because that's how I want to do it. You know, I would pay any amount of money to see that just the reaction of Corinthians and Galatians and all these people that Pasal was like, I'm going to write a letter to. I mean, you know what? They're not acting quite the way I want them to act. I'm going to write them a letter. That was almost a comic book guy voice. I just do voices spontaneously. I don't practice, but that almost worked. Yeah, I'm going to write them a letter. Worst episode ever. And I would love to see the look on these people's faces. Like, they open their mailbox and they're like, oh, another letter from Pasal. Yay. And then just every single Corinthian at once makes the jack off motion with their hand. Hey guys, there's another letter from Pasal. And they all just do it. Like, the entire city just is like, doing the jack off motion in the air. That's what I imagine the reaction to these Pauline letters are. But as for Galatians, so I'll give an intro of Galatians and then we'll call it a night, I guess. And even the first chapter I was supposed to read of Galatians is like 20 lines long. So it would be, a minute. So anyway, this is as far as authenticity goes, Galatians is pretty, they're pretty confident that it was actually written by Pasal, which is not the norm. You know, there's a lot of things that are allegedly written by people. This is dated. So the interesting thing is there's no original, there's no known original, but the earliest version dates to 200 AD, which is around 150 years after the original. So I don't know. Does that just mean somebody copied it down and hung on to it for, people hung on to it for 150 years? I don't know. That doesn't seem entirely reliable, but what can you do? So as all these epistles have been, it's giving some directions. So he has some guidelines to the people of Galatia, the Galatians, as it were. And stuff like whether they should follow the old law, whether they should chop off parts of their penises, important stuff like that, all that kind of thing. So that's Galatians. There's not a whole lot to it. Someday we may be done with Pasal, but I don't know. I mean, without looking ahead, which I try and really actually don't, Did Pasal write the entire rest of the Bible? It's possible. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me. If I found out that every book from here on out was written by Pasal, I would jump off a bridge, but I wouldn't be very surprised as I was jumping off the bridge. I'd be like, I'm jumping off a bridge. We all knew this could happen. This is reason. But I'm dead. That's what it would be like. So, all right. Well, I think I'm going to go ahead and call it for this week. I want to thank Kevin for another wonderful intro. His intros are really good. I want to thank you guys for listening. I don't know that anyone does. I still might see a lot of, you know, that one guy that Cogdis is reading, by the way, the lizard people guy. Now, he's got a theory about the lizard people. That's a pretty crazy conspiracy theory. My conspiracy theory is that no one has actually ever listened to my podcast. It's just a it's a series of people pretending they have and, like, you know, just allegedly having listened to my podcast, but they find creative ways to, like, make it seem like they listen to my podcast, but they don't really, because it's the Bible, you know, and it's not me. It's not like, you know, I'm fairly confident in my podcasting abilities. It's just, yeah, what can I do? It's the Bible. I mean, you can only do so much. So anyway, but thanks to my lovely patrons, Rick Stewart, I think, is a new patron. That's about it. So patreon.com/TNTheB if you'd like to support this show. My all-time greats are John Bodley, Chris Lukowski, Marcel, Philip Gatt, Sarah McPike, Japan Dan, George Green, Charles Bangwiener, Tom Chambers, Brian Gerford, Lee Primesberger, John P., Travis Peterson, Eriberto, and Rob. Thank you so much, top patrons. I love you guys very much. All right, well, that's it for this week. I will see you next week with some Galatians.